Chris Young came to the Grangeville, Idaho smoke jumper base 15 years ago. Back then, it was pretty lonely. Young had only one partner who was also a practicing smoke jumper. Basically, firefighters with wings. Today, more than 30 people work at the base, all of them experienced firefighters who had to master parachute jumping for the job.
We can get there quick because we fly, and we'll fly in a straight line to get to that fire, and it's typically in remote areas. Being a smoke jumper, it is at least 5 weeks at the minimum training that we will run that rookie through.
When the alarm sound goes off, smoke jumpers have 3 minutes to get dressed. Putting on all the gear is complicated, so these men always work in pairs.
Suit we make right here in this parachute loft. A lot of this equipment is made right here. You can't buy it out at the store. Huh? It's made out of Kevlar. The reason for that is puncture resistant. If he were to land into a tree, he wouldn't get a large branch penetrating that suit and it'll deflect off. It's got a hard shell on the inside.
Their shoes are extra durable. A special equipment bag holds water, gloves, hard hat, fire shelter, and other personal belongings. An extra parachute is always at hand.
It's uncomfortable, it's tight, it's hot, but I love it and it gets me excited because I know what comes next is the fun part. The fun part is getting to load up in the plane, getting to look at the fire from the air, size it up, and then you get to jump out and go take care of business.
Riley has been a smoke jumper for under a year. So far, he's battled 5 fires.
Then your heart starts beating before you even take off. And then you're in the air and it becomes real. And you can see down on the ground where you're supposed to land and the spotter gives you the briefing and your training just kicks in. You get in the door like you're supposed to.
Smoke jumpers land at a safe distance from the heart of the wildfire. Once on the ground, they wait for the instrument kit to be dropped. Inside, a special axe called Pulaski and a handsaw. After the fire is extinguished, they walk to where they can be picked up by special transport. At times, it's kilometers away. Smoke jumpers' high season starts in May and ends in September. Most of them spend late fall, winter, and early spring working at regular fire stations until a heat wave comes and they are needed again with their Pulaski, handsaw, and bravery. Felicia Bacalets in Grangeville, Idaho, Anna Rice, VOA News.